one that let us hold each other.
Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river.
Towards Understanding with Clayton Bielan.
Towards Understanding, g'day. I'm Clayton Bielan. Great to have your company. And we're going to be joined by Andrew Tierney and also the other half of Finding Faith. Tim's going to be having a chat with us as well. Now, Andrew gets most of the attention, to be fair, because he's also a part of Human Nature, one of the most successful vocal bands of all time. But he's teaming up with the pastor in his church to say, look, how do we sing? How do we share our faith through music, this incredible skill that he has as well? We're going to be hearing their story on the way in a couple of minutes' time here on Towards Understanding.
Eagle Outdoors, campus specialists, give back to the community through local and international charities and foundations. So choose program sponsor Eagle Outdoors first. Discover Australia in a blue water camper perfect for off-roading with family. For on-road luxury, let the adventure begin in an ultimate camper. No trip is complete without Didgeridoo's quality jackets, insulated bags and more, designed to last a lifetime. See the range at eagleoutdoors.com.au.
1032. Hope 1032.
Every anxious thought that steals my breath, it's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are great.
You
1032.
This is Towards Understanding, and my guests from Finding Faith, Andrew Teeny, and also Timothy Dunfield, join us on the line. I think he goes by Tim. How are you guys?
Fantastic, Clayton.
It's good to have it.
Do you want to be Tim or Tim?
Yeah, exactly.
I could be Tim.
You could be Tim. All right, good. Do you ever get Timothy, or is that just when, you know, Mum tells you off?
Yeah, pretty much that's when Mum tells me off. I went through a phase where I was trying to get people to call me Timothy because I felt it sounded more mature, and it just didn't stick. Nobody called me Timothy, so now it sounds almost kind of strange.
Yeah, fair enough, too. Now, you guys met in an incredible way, and I know that you've told the story, you know, countless times, but I figure, you know, maybe somebody hasn't heard this. Andrew, obviously, you're part of the band Human Nature, been on the Las Vegas Strip for a number of years now doing a show, and you guys met at church. Would you tell us that story?
So I was the worship pastor at a church in Las Vegas, and I'd been there for a couple of years. I had left Las Vegas for a few years, and it was while I was gone that Andrew and the boys from Human Nature kind of came in and set up the residency. So, you know, I hadn't been around when they set up the residency, and when I came back to town, I guess I, you know, drove by the billboards and just saw the four of them and didn't pick one out. And so when this guy came up to me in church after a service one Sunday and said he'd like to join the worship team, I didn't recognize him. I didn't know who he was. And so I said, well, what do you do? And he said, well, I sing a little bit. And I said, well, you know, you're going to have to audition and you have to get to know each other and have coffee and go through an interview process. And Andrew said, well, I'll send you some links to myself singing. And I kind of just shook my head and finally went, oh, no, because so many people send me links as the worship pastor and they're terrible. And so a couple of days later, I opened up the links and I watched them, and I was introduced to Andrew and his Human Nature and to, you know, this incredible musician and vocalist. And so I called him up the next day and I said, I think we should have coffee. And that just began a friendship, really. I mean, I put him on the worship team initially to make sure that he wouldn't take over, that, you know, he wouldn't get up there with his dance moves and, you know, sing and dance and want to choreograph the whole worship set. But in all fairness, you know, he was just very humble, and he came and auditioned for me, and we just discovered this musical connection that we had, and a love of our faith. Our faith was growing in very similar ways at the time, and so we began a friendship long before we ever started writing songs together.
Yeah, Andrew, how long had it been since you'd actually auditioned for anything? By the way,
I hate auditions. I can't even think. I mean, I didn't even audition for Human Nature because I put it together, so I didn't have to. That was the trick, you see. I create the band and then I don't have to audition. But I'm trying to think if I've ever. I mean, at school I would audition for musicals or things like that, but I'm not good at auditions. I think back to taking ski lessons with my wife, and every time they do, like, you'd be going through the different levels of skiing, and they do a ski off. And all of a sudden, every time I was put on the spot to prove myself, I'd just tank it. So I'm thinking as a singer, if I had to go on audition, I'd probably misrepresent myself. So I'm, although I knew with what Tim's intention was with the worship team was more about my character, I suppose. Yeah. And so I totally got that. I wasn't thinking that I needed to prove myself as a singer. He probably wanted to know that my heart was right and I wasn't just looking for another stage to perform on.
Yeah. And you know, credit to you for going through that. As you have that sort of sense with the auditions, how does that then translate for you, Andrew, in terms of performance? Clearly you're fine at that. Is it still those nerves for you that you have to overcome and it's just a different mindset, or is, well, this is performance, I don't need to prove myself anymore in that regard?
No, I do. There's probably just an internal desire to do well, you know. And, you know, even when I do TV performances or big shows, it's just to bring my best, you know, because I don't want to just bring okay. I want to bring great and as great as I can do. So that's, you know, even on Sunday at worship, I want to do that just to bring my best to the service that night or that day, and it's the same on the stage with the guys. I feel a responsibility to the people that have come to see the show to give them the best of myself. So there is just that kind of expectation I put, which sometimes manifests in nerves or a bit of just anxiety about what we're about to do, but it kind of gives you an edge too, which I enjoy.
Yeah. You guys, you know, started this relationship. Okay, well, so not only are you joining the worship team here and now you're starting a friendship. Where did it go from, well, this is great and this is an opportunity, and I suppose even moving from this idea of, Andrew, I'm assuming that it was a place for you to go and be a part of a church and not have to be sort of up in the lights of it. You know, it's actually your church that you're going to. So the decision to take it from that relationship, a pastor and someone coming to church and friends in that regard, so saying, okay, well, we are actually going to put this in the spotlight with Finding Faith. We are actually going to go and do something like this. How did that decision come about?
Well, we started writing songs for the church. I loved the songs that we were writing, and through our friendship with Tim, I knew he'd been a songwriter all his life as well. So I just kind of, I felt on my heart to start writing songs for the church, writing songs about my faith. And so I just remember coming to Tim and just saying, look, is it something we could even consider doing for our church? And Tim, being a creative guy, just said, I love the idea. Let's see if we can bring some songs, new songs to the church. So that's kind of what started that more seriously. So we wrote for, you know, we'd write songs that we thought the church might want to sing. And so that's where that started. And I guess we kept writing more and more. And for me and we started demoing them, and they kind of started sounding like records, you know, because we had to approach it that way, like what I'm familiar with in my career. And then it just got to a point where we're writing a lot of songs, and the turning point, I guess, for us was I wanted to put one Christmas we'd written a song for our church for the Christmas service, and I just thought it'd be fun to put up an acoustic version online and just see, you know, as a Christmas message to people. And so Tim and I were going to do that, and I spoke to my manager of Human Nature and said, hey, I've been doing this project with my friend. We've been writing songs. We just want to put up a Christmas song. And she goes, you can't do that. You're signed to a worldwide recording deal with Sony Music, and as Human Nature, you can't just put things out there. You have to run it by the company. And so I totally understood that. I thought it was a bit overreactive, but anyway, because it wasn't my intention to kind of take it to the world. It was really just to put it out there for Christmas. Anyway, so we did that and played some of our demos to my good friend and the CEO of the company here, Dennis Hanlon. And my expectation at that point was that he'd just say, look, I love that, Andrew, that you kind of, and in your spare time, you wanted to keep writing, and good luck with that. But he heard the story and my heart for it, and I heard the demos and said, mate, I want you to make a record. So that was an amazing opportunity that took us both by surprise. And so I came back to Tim and said, Sony want to make a Finding Faith record. So we were given this opportunity to, you know, to write songs and talk about our faith on a more serious level, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes' time with Andrew Tierney and Tim Dunfield from Finding Faith. We're going to be chatting more with them about music, about life, about being able to share their love and their faith through their love of music here on Towards Understanding.
Eagle Outdoors, camper specialists, give back to the community through local and international charities and foundations. So choose program sponsor Eagle Outdoors first. Discover Australia in a blue water camper perfect for off-roading with family. For on-road luxury, let the adventure begin in an ultimate camper. No trip is complete without Didgeridoo's quality jackets, insulated bags and more, designed to last a lifetime. See the range at eagleoutdoors.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Refreshing, fun and life-giving.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left, Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
Nothing left to see. If it hurts and you can't take no more, lay it all on me. No, you don't have to keep it under lock and key. 'Cause I will never let you down. And if you can't escape all your uncertainty, baby, I can show you how.
Encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 1032. This is Towards Understanding. You're with Clayton Bjellin and my guest today, Tim Dunfield and Andrew Tierney. Now, you might know Andrew from Human Nature, but these two together have teamed up to form Finding Faith to talk about their faith, their Christian faith, through their love of music as well. It's so good to have them with us. Guys, why Finding Faith specifically, the name? Where did that come from?
Well, the name Finding Faith came, there's a lyric in one of our songs that says, "Finding faith, I look to you, finding faith in all you do. God, you are the only one I need." And we just realized that, you know, in both of our lives, we've both gone through tough times. We've both gone through ups and downs. We've had good seasons and dark seasons. And, you know, I think there's a bit of a perspective when you look back on that and you realize that through it all, you know, God's had you. And whether you are, you know, discovering faith for the first time, whether you've had faith in your life for a long time, we never get to the end of faith. We're always discovering new levels of faith as God is faithful to us and he continues to take care of us and bless us and walk with us through the dark times. And so it just really made sense to us that, you know, not only do we want people who don't have faith to discover faith and to find faith, but even for people who have faith, we want them to discover a deeper faith. Yeah. And so Finding Faith just made sense to be the name of the band.
Yeah. It's often something I ask of people, you know, whether they're film producers, they're writing books, they're songs. What are you hoping as people get to the end of listening to your album, listening to your song, where are they going? And I think, you know, you're probably describing that as at least going on a journey. It feels like you're very, very journey orientated for people as they listen to you.
Well, I mean, we could only write from what we know and what our experience with God has been and when we trusted him and what he's done. So I guess my thought is that, you know, at this stage in my life, if these songs, you know, my faith helped me through a dark time, and it was a time I turned back to my faith. And I guess maybe that people that know me from human nature and maybe have faith in their life, I'd be amazed and just so humbled if they would listen to this record and maybe reconnect with their faith, just purely because they heard about me doing that. I also think that people that have faith in their life that maybe didn't think that pop music was a world for that faith to live in, that they might find that, you know, faith is everywhere and people of faith live in all parts of the world and all parts of society. And I don't know, I guess it's just, we just wanted to just people to listen to what we find hope and love in and just let it sit on them for a little while, you know. You know, if we're singing a song about we're always in good hands, people can then just kind of sit back and say, well, in my life, do I feel that? Have I always been in good hands? And, you know, is that going to be true for me as well? And so there's just, I hope they would look at why we chose to write these songs and then kind of just think about it themselves and say, hey, well, what do I believe about that?
Yeah. Is it a mind shift for you in a way, Andrew, from the idea of, you know, part of what human nature is designed to make you, by the end of something, feel good about life or feel good about it, so just enjoy the music and feel something as you go through. And yet part of, I think, what you've been describing is that part of what Finding Faith is about is actually admitting some of the tough stuff, admitting some of the dark parts in life, but then starting that process through to hope. Do you have to approach the music differently as you sing it?
Yeah, I just sing it more as, you know, it was one thing I discovered doing worship music, that it's not about putting on a show for anyone but God, you know. And I, as a worship leader in my church, I've felt that I've got to be true to the worshipfulness of the song for people to come with me in that moment, you know. And that requires me to do a great performance, but also do a performance with integrity that's not about, look at me, everybody, and how well I sing this song. It's like, come with me while I sing this song to God and we can sing it together. And so I guess that's the different thought process that I have as a singing with Finding Faith than when I do with Human Nature, because Human Nature is a show. Watch us sing and have fun with us, you know, whereas Finding Faith is share with me what I'm singing about and sing it with me and maybe we can both meet God in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I do need to ask this because, you know, the album cover looks great. The you know, the shoots look fantastic, but there's clearly a lot of purple and pink smoke going on behind. Was this, you know, part of the rider with this, that we have to always have pink and purple smoke behind us? This is the way this is going to work?
Well, we worked the shot on the cover of the album is during the making of our video for Good Hands. And, so our great videographer and film crew had just decided, hey, let's see what some smoke looks like behind you guys, because we're out in the middle of the desert shooting this,
yeah.
And it was freezing cold. Like, you can't really tell from the pictures, but it was ice cold. And so I would think, yeah, whatever can warm us up, please. Like, it's, you know, if that smoke is coming from fire and it'll make me warmer, I'll walk through it 10 times just to stay warm. And so just, you know, that shot was taken just in a moment where we were filming the video, and we liked the image of it. We thought it spoke to kind of the journey that sometimes we are in the desert. You know, I mean, we live in Sin City in the middle of the desert, but also metaphorically, you know, sometimes this world is, spiritually can be a desert too. And in the middle of that, you know, we find faith and find hope. And I don't know if the smoke has any significance to that, but just felt right at the moment.
Oh, I can see. I'm looking at the cover now, and I look at the smoke. It looks like there's a third person in the shot, and I like to think that's the Holy Spirit behind it.
Oh, Andrew, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, we're getting super deep now, I'll tell you what.
Look at the
image, and I think you can see a face behind it.
Wow! Tell you what, look at the depth that you find as you look at a bit of pink and purple smoke. I love it. Now, Tim, yeah, I do need
on Jesus' post.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I need to ask you this, Tim. You know, as I go through and, you know, I look at Andrew's Instagram account, there's lots of things around, you know, and various dress ups at Halloween. There's lots of the family stuff, and then there's just lots of things where he is far too impressive in the gym, of videos of the things he's doing and this sort of stuff. Like, does he just show off like this all the time? Like, does he make you, you know, drop and give 20 all the time? These sorts of things, because he's clearly impressive.
Actually, he doesn't. He doesn't make me drop and give 20. He makes me want to drop and give 20.
Fair
because
enough.
Because at some point, I want to look half as good as he does. And so, you know, I watch the videos as well of him in the gym, and I sit back on the couch and I eat my donuts, and I think to myself, yeah, maybe someday I'll, you know, I'll get there, but not today.
Andrew, is this something that for you it's part of the performance? Like you've got this constant performance that you're doing that you just need to be in physical condition, or is this just a love that you have of you know, you love actually pushing yourself to the limits physically?
No, I do. I actually enjoy going to the gym, and something my wife and I share together. You know, we both love the fitness side of things, and she's super disciplined. Like, I'm over here at the moment doing this promotional tour, and I know she's hitting the gym every day. You know, she's just got this real drive to kind of improve herself and enjoy the gym. So I love that we share that together, and I definitely feel better as a performer knowing that I'm, you know, in good physical shape. There's a lot of dancing when we perform as Human Nature, and I don't like it when I have to go up a pant size. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm just trying to keep it all in check, and it's, you know, we do. In Human Nature, we're often, you know, we're having photos and videos and things done all the time, and people are always seeing us. So there is a responsibility that I put on myself just to kind of stay as in shape as I can be. Yeah.
And I actually get exhausted just watching him in Human Nature. You know, doing an hour and a half show with all the dancing and choreography, and I sit in the audience and I just go, that's exhausting. I didn't even have to do any of that.
Final question for me, Tim, and, you know, you've been out in Australia now for a little while. What is the most Aussie thing that Andrew has actually got you involved in? Like, is it patting koalas? Is it Vegemite on toast? Like, what's the Aussie-isms that he's actually got you involved in?
The most Aussie thing he's gotten me involved in is Baraka.
Oh, wow.
I'm loving it. It's great. Tastes good. Kind of gives you some energy and you know, gets us through some of the long days we've had on this whirlwind promo tour. I keep telling Andrew I've got to see a koala, yeah, and I've got to see a kangaroo, and for some reason he has shied away from showing me either of those. But he did take me down to the harbor. I saw vivid the lights, and
nice.
So that was kind of fun, and saw the Sydney Opera House, which was amazing. And he eats Vegemite on a regular basis back home in Vegas, and I have not had the willpower yet to try it. But everywhere I go here, every time I go to a restaurant, I see it on the menu. So I may have to, you know, bite the bullet and try some before I leave.
There you go. You'll just have to. Well, out of my list of things of where I thought he was going to take you on the most Aussie things, Baraka wasn't one of them. So, you know, I like it when interviews go somewhere where you weren't expecting. Guys, we wish you all the best with finding faith. Andrew Tini, Tim Dunfield, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Mate. Appreciate it.
Eagle Outdoors, camper specialists, give back to the community through local and international charities and foundations. So choose program sponsor Eagle Outdoors first. Discover Australia in a blue water camper perfect for off-roading with family. For on-road luxury, let the adventure begin in an ultimate camper. No trip is complete without Didgeridoo's quality jackets, insulated bags and more, designed to last a lifetime. See the range at eagleoutdoors.com.au.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
At WorldShare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
When I'm at my end, tears pouring down, and I can't see past what's in front of me now. When it's all too much for this heart to take, there's one name I call, one prayer that I pray. God, Jesus, you're faithful and able, and you never once let me down. God, help me now. No matter the pain my heart may feel, no wound cuts too deep for your love to heal. So when fear comes to find me and doubt starts to grow, like there's no way.
103.2.
Be a poet and write. Do you want to be an actor up in lights? Do you want to be a soldier? Fight for love. Do you want to travel the world? Do you want to be a diver?
Blowholes and Hope 103.2.
This is Towards Understanding. My name is Clayton Bjellin, and if you've just tuned in for the program, you've actually missed all of the interviews. That's okay. You can go and check out the podcast. Maybe even just subscribe and follow. It's all for free. You can have those interviews sent to you during the week as well. Just look up for Towards Understanding wherever you get your podcast, Towards Understanding. But we do like to take a moment in this program to take a step back. We are big believers in not just hearing a story can change our world, but because this whole show is called Towards Understanding, we want to actually head to a better place in our own life. So we're big believers in not just hearing it, but actually reflecting on it allows some change to occur. So Let's talk about the interviews that we've had. The guys of Finding Faith, and of course we've been talking about Andrew Tierney there, member of Human Nature, but now teaming up with Tim to create this way of sharing their faith through music. What do I take from that? Well, my thoughts are, you might have other ones, but my ones are this concept and this idea that at times there is other avenues to our life. I love that Andrew, you know, here he is, he's doing Las Vegas shows with the guys of Human Nature. He's having an influence through that way, but he's able to realize, hey, look, there might be small pockets that I'm asked to do that allow my creativity to come out in different ways, allow me to share my faith in different ways. So often we get sort of a little bit drilled into just thinking there's only one way, or perhaps we sort of look at the other way. We try and do everything the whole time rather than doing a main thing and something alongside. Those ins and those outs of what it is. And I love that essentially he's created a side hustle, but it's about sharing his faith, the most important part of his world. Maybe there's an encouragement. Is there something so important in your world that can actually be part of that side hustle that you're doing rather than necessarily the day-to-day? Earlier on, we heard from Lynn Wake, author of the devotional Waiting Well with Jesus. We heard about the loss of her daughter at the age of 16 from cancer, and the journey that has taken her on, the impact of what that is. And the key thing I took from Lynn's story and the stories that she was sharing about how do we wait well in the middle of grief for God to do some of that work in our lives is faithfulness. This remarkable faithfulness that God does actually show to us, even though at the time maybe we can't see what is going on, but also the faithfulness of those who are going through pain and going through grief or about to, you know, even she talked about her daughter Bethany and the faithfulness she had even coming right up to death's door and encouraging everyone to keep going strong with their faith and with changing the world for the better. And that faithfulness then spilt over into Lynn's life and others' lives and it even continues to this day. This idea of as we are faithful, it allows us to push through some of those tough things, allows us to push through things maybe we could never think we could get through. So often it's an overlooked value, an overlooked virtue in life, that idea of what faithfulness really does. So that were a couple of things I took out of it. Maybe you took out other things. That's the idea of this show, heading all towards a better understanding.
Eagle Outdoors, camper specialists, give back to the community through local and international charities and foundations. So choose program sponsor Eagle Outdoors first. Discover Australia in a blue water camper perfect for off-roading with family. For on-road luxury, let the adventure begin in an ultimate camper. No trip is complete without Didgeridoonas quality jackets, insulated bags and more, designed to last a lifetime. See the range at eagleoutdoors.com.au.
Sydney's Hope
1032.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control. Fasting, they're furious. Feels like the worst is ahead of us. Oh, oh, sometimes it's hard to feel at home, but I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and He doesn't make mistakes. Just needs the hope that's inside of us. Ooh. Jesus home.
That's it for me. I am so, so loving the fact that I get on your behalf to chat to awesome people on this show Towards Understanding. On the way next week, we're going to be talking with Jana Harmon. She's having specific conversations with people who are atheists or skeptics around the Christian faith and trying to create a community of conversations around that. We're going to talk to her about her learnings and her understandings of life. Plus, one of the most remarkable life-changing stories of Jesus' impact in someone's world. Daniel Hagin is going to be sharing his dramatic story, living the absolute rocker life, everything you could imagine, and then a life changed. It is a powerful story. That's on the way next week here on Towards Understanding. And a reminder, you can get that podcast wherever you find your good podcasts. Look up Towards Understanding to hear some of the interviews from this week and the past back catalogue as well. Chat to you next week.
Hope 1032.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers, here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
We care about the same people you do. Places are available in our Early Learning Centre for kids 6 months to 6 years, as well as our Retirement Village, providing independent living for over 55s, and in residential aged care, including dementia and end-of-life care. A community of all ages in the heart of Maryong. Visit holyfamilieservices.com.au to find out more. Station sponsor Holy Family Services. We care about the same people you do.
Hope 1032.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whatever you want it, baby. It's you with my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do. Home, 'cause I was doing better alone, but when you said hello,
can play that game, but you win me every time. Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no way you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no way you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Hope 103.2.
You think that it's your last stand, using up all of the strength you have left. You're asking for one more chance, but I know the future gives more than that. Just wait for the peace after the storm. It might be the key that opens the door. I'm asking, what if the best days are ahead of us? What if the heartbreaks only lead to love? I know you feel lost and like you've had enough. But what if the best days are ahead of us? As long as
with you at the cricket, the beach and the skate park. Hope 103.2.
I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave, 'cause you make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I don't know. Is there you hold me close, don't let me go.
trusted. You were right there all along.
Hope 103.2.